Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Tuesday, July 5th. Kincardine Council has heard the findings of its integrity commissioner with regard to a comment made by Councillor Dave Kyler that seemed to be directed toward Councillor Laura Haight. During the council meeting on April 4th, Kyler had apparently used a derogatory term towards Councillor Laura Haight following an exchange about a motion brought forward concerning the Promenade on Queen Street event in downtown Kincardine. Yesterday, Integrity Commissioner Ayrton Burliss partner John Mascarin, one of the investigators, had his own thoughts on the comment that was made.
It is profane in the extreme. I don't know how else any reasonable person would look at it. There's a direction. You're directing it to a particular person. I couldn't think of a worse word to make reference to a woman.
On Monday night, council received and accepted the report and reprimanded Councillor Kyler for his breach of the code of conduct. Council also suspended Kyler's pay for 90 days as authorized under the Municipal Act. The federal government has signed a $20 billion settlement agreement with Canada's First Nations. The settlement money was agreed upon in principle in January and is meant to compensate those communities for chronic underfunding of child welfare on reserves. Another $20 billion will also be dedicated to reforming the First Nations child welfare system over 5 years. South Bruce OPP say officers laid over 200 charges during their Canada Road Safety Week campaign. Police say all members of the South Bruce OPP took part in the campaign from June 25th to July 3rd. They were looking for impaired driving, distracted driving, aggressive driving, and failing to wear a seatbelt. The 216 charges laid during the week-long campaign included 178 speeding charges, 2 stunt driving charges, and 2 tickets for failing to wear a seatbelt. Police add they also charged 2 people with impaired driving. During the campaign, police say they also investigated 29 collisions. They say no injuries were reported at any of the scenes. OPP are reminding people not to trespass into farmers' fields. Police say they've noticed an increase in agricultural trespassing, leading to one instance being shared on social media over the long weekend, where groups of people were stopping on the side of Highway 10 and walking into a canola field to take photos. Bayshore Broadcasting News has also had a report of the same thing happening in the Shallow Lake area. A release from the OPP says although canola is beautiful at this time of year, it's still a crop and a large part of plant-based diets and a source of income for farmers. Officers estimate the potential damage to that crop was around $2,000. They note fields with crops are not required to have fences or signage to deter people from entering, but it is still trespassing and could result in a mischief charge. Police say you should report instances of this as soon as it's noticed, instead of waiting. Meaford's Beautiful Joe Leash-Free Dog Park is temporarily closed today for an archaeological survey that's part of an environmental assessment for the expansion of the municipal wastewater treatment plant. Increasing the capacity of the plant is a planned project to ensure it's able to handle the growth of the community. A person believed to have been responsible for a deadly shooting at a 4th of July parade in Illinois is in custody. Yesterday, 6 people were killed and 30 others were injured after a gunman opened fire on the crowd watching the holiday parade in a Chicago-area suburb. 22-year-old Robert E. Cremo was spotted by police an hour after being named as a person of interest in the incident. According to reports, he used a high-powered rifle in what police say was an intentional act. The attack comes after several recent mass shootings in the U.S. and more calls for gun control. Briefly in business news, markets look poised to open down today. The Dow Jones is down 149 points in pre-market. The TSX in Toronto opens at 19,028 after going up 167 points yesterday. Our dollar is trading at 77.23 U.S. cents, down 53 one-hundredths of a cent, and the price of oil is $107.90, down 53 cents a barrel. Stay tuned. The weather forecast is coming up next on 560 CFOS. Now time for a check on sports. Here's Fred Wallace.
Good morning, Claire. Another day at Wimbledon is underway. The women's quarterfinals kicking off as we speak. Coming up later this morning in men's quarterfinal play, Novak Djokovic, the number one seed, will be in against Jannik Sinner. In the Canadian Football League last night, Boris Beaty missed the game-tying convert attempt with 25 seconds to go. The Argos fall a point short. They lose to Winnipeg 23-22. Bombers 4-0 on the year. The Argos fall to 1-2. The Blue Jays were downed at Oakland last night 5-1. Stephen Vogt and Ramon Laureano, both with home runs for Oakland. Jays have lost four in a row. All the Major League scores are on the RE/MAX Graber's Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca, along with today's full schedule. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. Finally, Graber's Ladies Fastball League tonight in Desboro. It's a 7 o'clock start. The Bears in against Tara.